Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. That was our new bumper music.
Good morning, people of the world. You know, we're just so high tech here. We have new bumper music, and it's really excellent bumper music, but we haven't figured out yet
how to upload it
or download it. But we played it through the. We just
well, that's because
I had a very busy day yesterday,
and went to see a ball game, and had great seats, and it was so much fun, and it was a beautiful day, and not too warm, and not too cool, and it was just a fun day. I really enjoyed myself, even though I had some missteps. I still enjoyed myself. Well, hi, this is Julie here.
Jill, you're talking like you're so cryptic. I had some. Well, first of all, who played? Come on.
I was the Cubs versus the. Oh my gosh.
The Marlins.
Yes, thank you. I don't care about the Cubs.
That's right. You don't care about the Cubs. Go Cubs! Woo-hoo.
That's all that mattered to me was the Cubs, and they won! Yay! And I think it was Lee, and I did watch the game completely because I had a great season and had fun. He hit a grand slam, and that was lovely.
Oh, a grand slam. That's mm-hmm. cool. That's yeah. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, it works out like that sometimes because, you know, because of law of attraction. Because, you know, the pitcher's been throwing balls that batters can hit. The bases are loaded. And then finally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then typically what happens at that moment, you know, one of the other the teams whose pitchers, you know, their manager comes out and talks to the pitcher and, you know, says, okay, what's going on here? You're kind of throwing them balls that they can hit. But, you know, and sure enough, the next pitch he threw was a pitch that
grand slam.
Got hit out, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And it's funny because that's how law of attraction works sometimes. I mean, who you know, it was kind of meant to be, and they were focusing on, you know, not throwing balls that pitchers can hit or that batters can hit, and it was just beautiful. So,
oh, I'm glad you had a great day yesterday.
I did.
But consequently, you were a little too tired to try and figure out how to upload or download my brand new bumper music created
right.
by Greg Peters, who is an astonishing, fabulous musician. And also does voiceover work. So
yes.
We were very, very blessed and to have attracted that into our life. And so we're going to tomorrow attract how to actually figure it out to download it into their files. And
yes, and
I'm not even sure the right word. Is it upload or download? I have no idea.
Upload.
Okay.
I download it to my computer and upload it to theirs.
I see. All right.
Or to their system or whatever.
I'm just getting so smart technically. Right?
You are.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
You really are.
So good morning, everyone. And grab a cup of coffee or a cup of hot tea. And please join us for some, well, our intention is to have some feel-good radio to have you start your day wherever you're at, feeling good, feeling uplifted, knowing that your vibrations are high, what you're feeling is on the high end of the scale, because as you go about your day, your feelings really matter, because it's the source of your attraction.
Yes.
So if you're, you know, if you're feeling a little depressed, kind of funky, out of sorts, you're going to be attracting that kind of stuff today, you know. So we want you to naturally, organically, just start feeling incrementally better and better, so that your life becomes better and better, and you're attracting things better and better.
And
that's the whole basis of, first of all, the law of attraction, mm-hmm. you know, which is in operation 24/7, and it's a fair friend. It works just like it does for you, as it does for your next door neighbor or, you know, billionaires. It's the same law, always in operation, and
yeah.
it basically is like attracts like. That which is like unto itself is drawn, as Abraham Hicks would say. So we take it a step further, don't we, Julie? And once we understand the law of attraction, we want to put in operation the law of deliberate creation.
Right. Exactly right. They almost go tandem, because once you completely understand the law of attraction and then believe it, you know, and accept it, then you go, okay, I'm going to make it work for me.
mm-hmm.
If it works by default in my life right now, mm-hmm. I'm going to make it work for me.
Yeah, and that is really the basis of becoming more and more conscious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like Julie said, operating out of default, because if you look around at your where you live, your relationships, how you're relating to things, it really is what you've been the law of attraction, what you've been thinking, what you've
right.
been attracting, and it can change today if it's not what you want.
Well, this weekend I was reading about our thoughts and how our thoughts can be looked upon as leverage. And leverage is like a big word in the business community, right? I mean, you want to leverage your money, leverage your time,
mm-hmm.
And now leverage your thoughts.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I'm really curious what you mean by that.
No, it was actually, I don't know who it was written by, either, I think it was written by Abraham Hicks. I wasn't sure if it was written by Jerry or not. But you know, talking about this idea that if your thoughts are aligned with what you want without contradiction, therefore your actions become more inspired, all of a sudden your thoughts can be worth so many more man hours. Consequently, it's leveraged.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get that, you go, wow, that's
mm-hmm.
fantastic.
Right.
That's fantastic, and it feels good. And that's the key thing. It feels good. And I was reading...
Is that 17-second principle, too? Like if you have 17 seconds of pure intent, it's equal to, like, 10,000 man hours of work or whatever,
yeah.
and then... If you get it to that 67-second process, it's equal to like 40,000 man hours or whatever.
Right, right. And it's, you know, and also it's very fun to do this process, that, you know, where you,
mm-hmm.
for 17 seconds you start off and you
mm-hmm.
you think in the direction that you want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
So however your day you want to go,
mm-hmm.
you think about that for 17 seconds without contradiction, without...
Do you say it as like how I want my day to go, or how did my day go? Do you know what I mean?
Say it in like it had already happened, in like in the present moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my day went so well. This happened, and this happened. You know, so it's like already occurred.
Mm, okay.
Or you can say it's occurring now,
mm-hmm,
even,
mm-hmm.
you know. My business is doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day it does this, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like doing one really quick.
Yeah.
I just want to...
go for it.
I'm trying to think here what I want to say, though. Well, I'm just so tickled pink to be here in this beautiful area on this wonderful spring day. It's an amazing day, and I am... feeling like at about an 8 or 9 or even 10, and I'm happy to have my work today, and my puppies are here, and I'm happy to take my vitamins today and exercise and do all those good things. I'm working my arms this week, and so I'm really excited about doing that and learning more about how to do reps and things like that. So, and I'm going to be excited to be reading more Living with Joy material. That's Sanaya Roman, and I love that book, and I want to read more about living in joy.
Are you reading more?
I'm reading more today, yes. And doing, excuse me, I think I'm going to have time to do
6 seconds left.
An assignment that I've been wanting to get to.
Wonderful. That was 67 seconds, 68 seconds.
Great.
I didn't tell you I was counting because you started to talk right off the bat, so I wanted to let you know that I was taking care of that. You know, I would like to do one too if you wouldn't mind.
I'll count it down, girlfriend.
I've got a timer right here, so don't worry about it.
Okay, great.
Okay. Wow, today is such a perfect day. It went the way I totally intended it. Everything went really well today. Both of my businesses just took off like a banshee today and saw amazing growth, and it was our busiest Mondays ever. And it was so nice because my employees even said to me today, "Hey, Julie, we really love working for you. It's fun, it's exciting, and things just go so smoothly, and it feels so great." And I felt expansive today because I was reading and a new thought came into my head about how I can share this with my radio program tomorrow. And it felt so good. And as I was doing yoga today, I was able to bring my one, get close to doing my back bend, which is so fantastic because that's my goal before my birthday. And I know that every day I get a little bit closer to doing that back bend. And it felt so, so great. And it's just so interesting because I can see in every area of my life expansion. And I can see how I'm just feeling better and better about every area of my life and how leverage has worked for me in so many ways. And in so many ways, because I have family businesses, that's part of my leverage. And it's more than 67 seconds. So
that felt good. I think I would have added for me if I would have been, you know, more with it. I would have liked to have said, today I live in deeper and deeper trust.
Yes.
That the universe is benevolent, that the universe is on my side, that the universe has my back. And so I just live in deeper and deeper trust that no matter what the circumstances, it is the universe is on my side.
Yes. And doesn't that feel good to know that? I mean, that
just
feels good. And sometimes I do that as well because there are times when I feel that it's an interesting line, and I had somebody write us an email about this week. When you feel your thoughts are aligned, you feel your actions are aligned, and you're having contradictory outcomes or things are not moving forward fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it is tricky because, you know, with law of attraction and Abraham Hicks, I mean, their work really talks about having to do less, be more efficient,
mm-hmm.
because your thoughts are in line.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other material I read, sometimes you have to redo an action
like an energetic universal offering, correct?
Yeah, correct, mm-hmm. as a universal offering.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back and read through Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which talks a lot about thoughts and have them in line with your actions,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that book has a lot of actions in there, and inspired actions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, while you're doing your inspired actions, have your intentions behind those actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that means, too. Have your intentions behind the action.
And I think we're so, we have so much called, what I call practice thoughts or programming that, you know, we act one way, but in our hearts we're doing something different. We're being cynical. We're being judgmental.
Yeah.
All those things. And that does not serve us. I mean, it certainly is. We've learned it well. You know,
right.
Our culture, our friends. We learned it in school. We learn how to act one way. But what don't. What was the big one? Don't do as I do as I say, or something like that.
Yes.
So that we were used to seeing these big discrepancies and things, but now we're just asking, you know, to begin the process of being really integrated on the inside and out. Like, You know, you've heard people say, well, what do you think of this person? Ah, what you see is what you get. Meaning that they're pretty much, you know, on the inside as they are on the outside. I hope that's what people
say. No, yes, exactly.
But I want to briefly go through the three-step process. Actually, there's four, as Julie's talking about it now, about manifesting and under becoming a deliberate creator. And, you know, that first process is to ask. And we always say ask as, you know, decisively as possible, you know.
And with details.
Details, yes, that's what I meant to say. And then second, to align yourself with what you want. And that is...
Your thoughts.
With your whole thoughts, your spirit, your soul, your body.
Your energy.
Yeah, just align it. And without any, you know, most people go, well, I do want that. But in their minds, they're like... But boy, that'll be a big, you know. But they have a but, and so those buts are basically, putting on the brake, of your desire. So, really, truly align yourself, and then the third is to allow, and that is really that trusting, that hoping process, where we just sit in this or stay in a framework of allowing it to happen. Living in the moment, what does Abraham say? Content where I am and eager for more? Or?
Yeah, that's part. I mean, that's your interpretation of what they say. Joyously and complete.
Right,
you know,
right.
Completely happy with where you're at this moment. Loving, not just happy, but loving where you're at.
This moment.
At this moment.
And
expecting it to get better.
And expecting. That is, what Julie just said there is the primo way to live your day.
Right.
In the law of deliberate creation.
Because, you know, you can't get thin if you're hating your body and you think you're fat.
And just thinking fat thoughts.
Fat thoughts.
Yeah.
And you may get thin temporarily, but it may not be yours.
Right. It may be yours.
You can't get rich feeling poor.
Right. Or just thinking lack.
Thinking lack. The whole concept of your desires. Yeah, initially, your desires can be built on lack, initially. And then you switch it around and you build your desire out of the abundance, the prosperity of the essence, the prosperity of it. Because if you continually focus on the lack to get you where you're going, you will just continue to get more lack.
You just bring in more lack. And we're not saying that isn't part of the asking process, because discernment is a big part. We live in this world of, a lot of things, and so we get to figure out what we really desire. And initially... We figure that out because we figure out what we don't desire first.
Right.
But we always say, most people would say, I remember as a therapist, I would say, tell me what you want. And it was interesting because people would go, I can tell you what I don't want.
Right, right.
That's the first thing out of their mouths. And yet, our birthright is to say what we do want.
Yes.
What do we want? And then to really claim that.
Yes. And when people are in an uncomfortable emotional state, you know, feeling depressed, feeling dejected, feeling sad or anger or resentment, I mean, you're really cut off from your abundance, your prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And but those are still good feelings to work from. I mean, you start wherever you're starting at, because we have, you know, we are on this planet, we have had these thoughts before, so they are practice thoughts. But as we are become more aware, we go, okay, well, that was a thought. That was an old thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a new thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, that's cool. That's where I put my boat in,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go downstream.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't, you know, get from resentment to joy, in a sentence, what's my next best feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, my next best feeling is, well, right now I may be feeling resentful, but, you know, I know that everything happens for a reason, and everything turns out good,
mm-hmm.
you know. And does that feel a little better, or
mm-hmm.
what would be the next step above mm-hmm. resentment?
What is the next better thought for you?
Right,
and that's all it counts is what is the next better thought for you.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And And sometimes you can go, okay, what can I learn? What am I? I'm learning a lot from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you can feel like, oh, I kind of feel optimistic that this is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can move to expecting it to be okay.
Right. I'm all for. Listen, I know that this is not, I'm not going to set it up. I was going to say it's not all that easy, but I'm not going to set it up that way.
No.
But I'm just going to hold it out there for everyone that we don't have to participate in these big dramas anymore.
Right.
I mean, you know, you've got your old story and you've got your old triggers. Like, this happens and I get to, you know, I get on my high horse or I get here and, oh, no, you don't go doing that. And it becomes this big drama and your vibration changes, your body, your immune system changes, you know, everything starts, you know, going upstream and becomes hard. I want to support you in saying you have the absolute freedom, liberation to say, stop, I don't have to go there.
Yes.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You can just stop. You can get off the merry-go-round of that old story. Yes, you've played it 100 times, 1,000,000 times. You know that story. You know it well. You know how you feel before, during, and after it. You don't have to live that drama out. We're here to tell you you can unhook from those stories right now today, and you can begin telling yourself a new story where if you get triggered, you just go, oh, look at that. I had that feeling, you know.
Yes.
And I'm not saying deny it. Of course not. But just say, I choose just to let it go by like a cloud goes by.
And and a lot of times we talk about the art of distraction, you know, when,
beautiful,
you know, because if the whole goal, because when you start feeling bad and negative thoughts, they attract more thoughts into you. And so all of a sudden an episode that lasted 30 seconds in real time now becomes this whole drawn out day of feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because one thought attracted another thought, attracted another thought, and so forth. And so then there has to be a time when you go, okay, I can't figure out what the better feeling thought is about this subject yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can I distract myself? You know, distract myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do you see, you know, are you in nature right now? Can you look outside and see something that you can appreciate?
Right.
Or an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look around, if you're in a busy city, can you look around and find somebody who is demonstrating kindness to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And by just seeing the act of kindness, you've raised your vibration and you've, you know, upped your serotonin levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about this last time.
Right, right.
And your immune system is boosted. So what can you observe at this moment?
Yeah, a choice that you make to observe something that distracts you from your old story.
Yes.
Because pretty soon that old story will just begin to organically dissolve, and it won't have, like if I told an old story of mine that I've pretty much unhooked, I can tell it, and it won't have any energy for me anymore.
No. Yes.
I can tell it, but it was like, it'd be like, well, this doesn't hold any energy. And you know those stories.
Yeah.
You can pull them out of your back pocket at the drop of a hat and say, here's my story, and this is why I didn't do this, or this is why I didn't get my degree, or this is why, you know, I'm stuck here, you know.
Right. And I can tell you right now that at this moment I have a couple of old stories that keep popping up, and I thought I've worked on them, and I'm realizing that I haven't given myself, you know, 30 days of really just loving the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this, and I want this. And so I thought, you know, it would be interesting to see how these subjects, you know, turned around for itself or evolved or dissolved or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I said I committed today for, like, you know, for 30 days, I am going to, regardless of what they are doing, I'm going to completely love the situation at hand, and completely expected to do this, you know, turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
And for 30 days, I'm going to commit to doing that,
regardless
of what's going on. I think how that happens.
And I think it's very important if you commit to that, because I will commit to that as well, to build yourself a foundation, a container, a crucible of where you can rest. you give your soul, give your whole being a place to rest. And I like to say, I rest in, I build this container, and I put in there trust.
Yeah.
And I mean trusting in trust, this actual thing called trust, an actual thing called faith, an actual thing called hope, right? And I just now put my energy in there, and I rest in that. So when other things flurry, get all little, you know, whatever, I don't have to be triggered by it, because I've made myself this little womb, if you want to call it,
yes.
And that's where I go to rest. I rest in that, so I don't have to be involved in the dramas. I don't, like today, for whatever reason, Jill, I just feel very unconfident. I don't have the normal confidence that I usually have, and I don't know why, but I'm not going to overanalyze it.
No.
Because you do not have to know why. I don't have to know why, and I just have to just gently, first of all, love and first of all accept that that's
yeah.
where I'm at right now, and that it's a little bit. When I get to those places, I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, and then I'm just gonna just love it and know that this is where I am, but it's not necessarily where I have to stay.
Right, and then, as you know, we love the metaphor of everything you want is downstream. And so at this moment when you're feeling uncomfortable, you know, maybe you're paddling a little too hard, you know, either going upstream or mm-hmm. paddling downstream, and just release the oars
yeah.
or the paddles.
I think what it is, too, is I was like, you know, I would not consider myself a control freak, you know, by any means.
Right.
But there's like there's a certain something that I that I would that I need to feel comfortable. I'm gonna lose my voice here. But and like with this morning, excuse me, people. You know, I didn't have the necessary time to sort of feel grounded for myself. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, consequently, I just feel, you know, I guess, unconfident
right.
or whatever.
Well, and I think that's a good point, because sometimes we talk about law of attraction habits. And they're habits that we put in a daily place that build our trust muscle. You know, people who are physically active or, you know, have a good health regimen, they do the same thing over and over and over again. They daily take their vitamins. They daily work out. They do their strength training. They do their stretching. They do their, you know, aerobic training. They take, you know, there are these habits that are daily habits that help your body continually move forward. And as long as they're done in joy and expectation of intention for moving forward and feeling good, you know, you don't have to spend 5 hours working out. You can get the same results in 30, 40 minutes. But, you know, I'm not talking about Olympic tryouts here. But mm-hmm. anyway, but you know, they talk about in the spiritual realm as well. I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about meditation on prayer. And this gentleman was saying, you know, if you can't meditate, you know, he was not talking law of attraction, but he was really talking about meditation and saying, when you meditate, things move into your life so much easier. You build your trust muscle with the things that you know are true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have my law of attraction habits that I do every day. And when I relax on those a little bit, I do notice that my trust muscle starts to weaken a little bit. When I stop journaling, or my appreciation journal, when I wake up, if I don't declare my intention for the day, and sometimes I will ask for a download from my source. You know, is there anything today you want to tell me? And I will sit quietly, and sometimes I get something, sometimes I don't. And when I wake up hurried or a little bit too tired, and I don't allow myself the time to do those things, you know, I feel a little off balance.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. And then you go, okay, so what, you know, I'm going to use you as an example today, Mom. So what's, you know, so here it is. You have contrast in your life, Mom, and your rocket of desire is I want to take better care of myself.
I did. I mean, yesterday I was sort of priming the pump. I was like, oh, today, you know, it's going to be a great Monday. I'm going to feel organized. I'm going to feel, you know, like I'm going to allow myself just a little bit of time to prepare and have some breakfast, you know, get some protein in me and, you know, just have a very good morning, you know.
Yes.
And none of that happened.
Right. None of that happened. And why, now, how can you tomorrow, and this is how I would ask, I wouldn't ask why that happened today, because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I do care. You know, how did that make you feel this morning? How do you feel?
Well, I mean, again, I think the biggest thing I feel is this lack of confidence.
Great.
That I normally feel like I have, you know. I just feel, and I guess that comes from maybe because I don't feel prepared.
Okay.
I don't know if that's kind of where you want me to go.
No, that's exactly, okay, so you don't feel confident. And at this moment,
mm-hmm.
Now, is there something, you know, what tomorrow or even after this phone call,
mm-hmm.
Let's take it from this level initially.
Mm-hmm.
After this phone call, I know you have another client this morning at 9. What can you do before your client to refocus yourself and to really know that you are this confident person? You are not just confident, you are a competent coach. You have, you know, testimonials and feedback saying that your mm-hmm. clients appreciate you and adore you and have had major growth.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for yourself today to start feeling a little more confident?
I think what I could see myself doing is just having, if I could just have 10 minutes.
Okay.
And just picture putting my boat in, going downstream, and just feeling, just allowing myself to feeling, to get, really what it feels like is I desire to be in the stream.
Yes.
And I'm really not in the stream. I feel like I'm just, you know, like it's just off a little bit. And so I'd like to align myself with my stream more. Maybe that's it.
Okay, great. So that sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a wonderful plan. Now then afterwards, so you're going to align yourself with your stream, going downstream. You think it would take 10 minutes. Now tomorrow morning, tell me in great detail how tomorrow morning would go,
mm-hmm.
waking up and so forth,
mm-hmm.
so we can set that intention already in motion.
Well, I would love to have just a half hour even.
Okay.
To feel more prepared and awake. And
now, is there anything you can do the night before that would set you up to have a successful morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I really had it in my craw today that I wanted to have that bumper music in the computer, you
okay.
know, so that it would sound, you know, just really, I was just looking forward to it. I just wanted it to be fun and
mm-hmm.
enjoyable and so right away I didn't get that, darn it, you know. So I don't think I'm pouting. I just feel like, you know, if anything in my life, if I screw anything up, it's because I didn't prepare.
Right.
I didn't take the time that would have given me that little bit of extra edge.
Well, and I'm going to say this though about the bumper music too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not whining about it.
Oh,
I know,
but it's a good example.
That's the example I'm going to use.
It's a great example because here are the things. Because you're not technically,
I tried to be.
I know. But what I'm saying is sometimes you have to rely on other people, which means that there's one more intention and energy in the mix. And sometimes your intentions aren't in line with the person who's, you know, you have to rely on.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, therefore, timing becomes a little bit different, has to flow a little
right.
bit more. And I think that's a good point because...
But I did try to do it myself, though, and I just...
I know.
I didn't,
you
know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And so, but here's what, you know, have you ever done it yourself before?
No.
So then, therefore, the idea that you attempted it and tried probably feels good, doesn't it?
It was kind of interesting, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you probably learned more than you... You probably learned something, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I learned I should have given myself another 20 minutes, for sure, you know.
Okay. And you thought it was going to be a little easier than it was.
Yeah, I just thought I would, like, you know, upload it or download it or whatever. And
that's exactly what has to happen, but you have to save it first.
Mm.
You know, and so forth. But
mm-hmm.
that could be easily done.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean... And as we go out into our world and we're working with people all day long, all of a sudden we realize, though, that, hey, you know, I have to do this. And, you know, I'm not just working on my own time frame. I'm working with everybody else's intentions. And you still get what you want. And you still get your desires met. It just may not be the time frame that you're asking for.
Right, right.
But it may be soon after. You know, right after the show, I may work on it for you. And then by the time your client is over with, I can say, hey, it's ready, Mom. How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel delighted that, you know, tomorrow we could start the show with a really, you know, appropriate, you know, really feeling like, you know, we got it made here, girlfriend. We got
right,
it made, yeah.
Right. And that's going to feel wonderful. And we can intend that right now, that it would be great. And so then we turn the corner on this morning, not feeling confident. We turn the corner on that
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, what's my next best feeling? Well, I know that I can start right now choosing myself to feel good.
Also, too, if I'm really going to be honest, I think because it's Monday, I have a lot of, there's a lot of hope and a lot of expectation and a lot of, essence of clean start, fresh start.
Yes.
And so here it is, early Monday morning, and it feels already like old, you know.
Right.
Like today, because yesterday we went to the park, and like my body hurts this morning.
Right.
And so I would, and so here's this, I have this whole like fresh palette, clean palette, you know, clean slate, and then all, you know, already having, you know, even been up an hour and I have all these old feelings coming through. So I need help. I know I need help today.
Well, and that's when you go, we all do. We all wake
yes.
up, and it can be Monday morning. Monday mornings are great because they sometimes can hit us in the face with things we haven't done yet
mm-hmm.
or accomplished, or things are our major ruckus of desires. And then we have this freshness of like, wow, here we go, a start of a new week. What can I see? What can happen in my life? What can manifest?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to use my trust muscle? What can I achieve this month, this week?
And also, too, I mean, you know, here I am, you know, talking about law of attraction, and mostly who I am is, I believe in prosperity consciousness.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's and at this moment, you know, even though I know it's my birthright and all this, I feel. Totally prosperous. I mean, I don't. I think I can. I feel my, if you want to call it lack, because I don't have the confidence today. I don't feel
yes.
prepared, so I don't have that. And here's the thing, I'm not feeling it. Do I know? Absolutely. Do I know that I was born into prosperity conscious? Do I know that it's my birthright to thrive in all areas? You know, absolutely, I know that. But just for now, I'm telling you that I don't have the
thoughts
feeling,
behind it, the emotions
behind it. Whatever I'm telling myself, my pre-programmed, you know, practice thought, which is, boy, you wanted this, and, you know, and what, another, you know, here's another Monday. And then my train of thought is, and that's going to lead to a crappy Tuesday and a crappy Wednesday, you know. So
yeah.
I'm going to just stop that train right now,
right.
You know.
And also, too, know this, that Mom is exaggerating a little bit. Because, no, to give, I mean, because, I mean, to show people that.
As the example,
yes. So, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, that you're not intending that tomorrow will be a crappy day.
No. I'm just telling you that in the whole thing of practice thought, I could at one point have told myself that, you know, you wanted to have a great, you know, start off great Monday.
Right.
And this is why we have to say at every moment, grace is as near as our next breath. It's always fresh. It's always new ground.
Yes.
We don't have to rely on the old patterning ways.
That feels lovely. That feels lovely. And grace is there, and the trusting that it's all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is all going to be okay. It's not only going to be okay, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be great because you're going to focus on the great things in your life,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, you're attracting more great things. And as we expand, other things come into your life that will be, you'll have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like this? Do I want this? Does it make me feel good? Let's live, let's be, and let's focus on other things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
like what I like to call living in the miracle.
Yes.
And that's what I, you know, I'm going to just choose to do, and then eventually, little bit by bit, I will start feeling better and better and better,
mm-hmm.
and refocus, pivot myself to what I didn't get or what I felt like I, you know, screwed up or failed. I'm going to pivot into, you know, a rampage of appreciation or, you know, pivot into what is. And all this is done, people, it's all done very gently. You know, there's
yes.
nothing hard about
very
this.
Very soft.
Yeah.
Softening. And that just feels, just thinking of that word soft. Be soft on yourself today.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy on yourself. Things will move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client who was struggling at work and with this one coworker, and she wasn't her boss, but she kind of made herself feel like she was her boss. And, you know, I said, let's just write 5 things down that you really like about this person. Because it was starting to get a real big pattern. She'd come into work feeling uneasy, you know, hated every moment of it. I said, let's just write 5 things down that you liked or things she's done, and we can put 5 things. And I said, you know, every hour on the hour, look at these 5 things and really feel those feelings behind it. You know, one time she helped you with this thing, with work.
What was that you said?
One time she helped her with work. You know,
uh-huh.
she completed a project
oh,
for
I
her.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I go, really, and to amplify that feeling you had towards her at that moment. And I had asked her the week later, I said, how did that work for you? She goes, it was a miracle. This week went so well. And that was the first thing that she had come to me with,
mm-hmm.
was feeling uneasy at
mm-hmm.
work. And it was lovely because things had started to get better and better
mm-hmm.
and better at
mm-hmm.
work for her.
And so the shift in perspective went from noticing things that I don't like to just allowing...
And then cancel and then magnetizing all those things.
Right, right.
More of those thoughts
yeah.
come into play.
But then it happened with the one little thing that shifted, and then she created room for the next thing of a good thing to happen. And so, and again, that's why I keep wanting to say that shift in perception, that's the quantum leap. That's when you start living in the miracles.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's interesting you say that too, because I've been around people where, and I've witnessed this, and you know, and I don't witness it very much anymore. But it's interesting when people like apologize. Oh, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings or whatever, and I'd never intended that to happen. And the other person will not be willing to take the apology.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to hold on to that
yeah.
and hold on to that bad feeling.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, if somebody's like that in your life, walk away
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, it is not your job for you to, and I'm saying this now because I have a feeling that somebody out there is experiencing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something has happened, you have apologized and you are sincere and you're doing your best. And,
mm-hmm. and they've been basically wanting to torment you and
torment,
drag it
yeah.
out a little bit longer. For
well,
you.
Yeah.
Make you squirm.
Walk
Drop
away for
it.
A while. Walk
away
for a while.
It.
And say, when you're done with this, making yourself feel bad, let me know. Because my intention was never to hurt you. And
mm-hmm.
you're only feeling this way because you're choosing to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've apologized. It is now their job.
Mm-hmm. It's
you know.
Not in your arena anymore.
It is not.
No.
It is not in your arena. Well, we play our, you know, I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play our closing music now.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow it's going to hopefully be uploaded, downloaded, saved, and all that stuff so we can Just go right to it.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun, and we intend it to happen. And listen back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to see if it did happen.
Yes,
that would be lovely.
I will be very happy. Bye, everyone. That's pretty.
Okay.